Morning, guys. Morning. I believe so. Sushi B, I think just like the church youth group has been renamed, you've been renamed Wiki Wiki. I'm not calling you Sushi B anymore. I'm calling him Wiki Wiki. Say with me. Come on, Zanele. Sound more excited. See, nobody's saying B anymore. Okay, see, it's working. Okay, guys. So I'm just going to do a quick recap. So last week we started the Hearing God's Voice series, the Hearing God series, and Pastor Mark took you through Does God Speak? Who was here for that? Wasn't it awesome? Yeah. Who believes that God speaks now? Well, I do. Okay. And this week I'm going to take you through how does God speak? But who's still writing exams? Oh, shim. Okay, so we're just going to jug up those memory juices that are going to flow after lunch today so you don't fall asleep. And we're going to play the memory game. So you'll see that a new person has, except for that table, a new person has arrived at your table to be the facilitator of this game. And this is how it works. The first person will turn over the card and then turns it back. And then the next person will turn over a card, and if they can match it to the previous card, they get to remove both cards. Each time a pair of cards are found, a leader will read out the what the symbol stands for, which is the way God speaks. First team to get through all the icons wins a prize. I'll bring myself towards myself. Thank you guys for playing the game. See, this is how you can make biology fun. Heart with heart, lungs with lungs. Okay? Not lungs with toes. Nobody does biology. Is that a subject anymore? Natural science, what do you call it? So was that fun? Okay, so what takeaways? You know, like when you go to McDonald's and you're like, no, I'm not sitting down, I'm taking away. What takeaways did we take from this session? What did we learn? Shayla? Yes! And the prize goes back to this table. God speaks in different ways. And today I'm going to be talking with the assistance of Anna just about the different ways God speaks to us. A very phenomenal man in the Bible, his name was Job. He went through tough life, tougher than I go through, because like if I had more than one boil, I'd just like submit myself into a medical-induced coma. But anyway, he says in Job 33, verse 14, God does speak, sometimes one way and sometimes another, even though people may not understand it. So today we're going to talk about the different ways God speaks. Okay. The first way God speaks is through Scripture. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And, you know, sometimes God speaks to us in different ways, and I'm going to start with what I ended with in the first service, was that this week I felt like, I've never personally watched a full movie of the X-Men, so I don't really know who they are, but I need y'all's help. So who's watched the X-Men, you know, or like Fantastic Four? You know, a movie where a person has superpowers, or Superman, and then the villain comes and figures out what their kryptonite is, the equivalent, and puts them in that type of prison so they can't escape, you know? So if it was Superman, they put like kryptonite on all the bars, and then they'll go, oh, I'm so weak, gods. You know, they can't even turn the key, even if the key is in the door. So that was me this week. I was saying to Debbie and Pastor Mark, like, I don't want to preach, dude. Like, God's like made me blind. I feel like I'm deaf. You know, like, not physically, but spiritually. Like, I couldn't see God working around me. I couldn't hear what he was trying to say through this message. I couldn't, like, you know, feel him, you know. It was just like he was far away. And I felt like, oh my gosh, God doesn't speak to me. But through this, we will find that maybe sometimes the ways you used to God speaking to you, he's not speaking to you in those ways. He's speaking to you in a different way. And funny enough, as we were coming to church, Uncle Agnes was sharing on Metro FM, and he just shared a scripture. He was talking about other stuff and how it went on yesterday at already forgot. Sacred Assembly, if in be, I look at David because he went there. But they don't accept under 3 year olds, so I couldn't go. I'm 2 and a half. Anyway, so he was sharing other stuff and about how God spoke to him about this, but we'll get to that point. And then he said something like, Psalms 23 verse 1, I think it is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he just stopped there, and I started crying. Huh? And that was my way of God speaking to me after a very long week of hearing nothing. Because this week, our car broke down, and we didn't have a car for a week. And now, we had to take Gautrain and Uber, and now I'm broke. So when I get that scripture the week before payday, that I shall not want, which equivalent to mean that my needs are already taken care of. There's a difference between a need and a want. You want a cell phone, you don't need a cell phone. You need food. So if God can take care of my wants, he's definitely taking care of my needs. And that's how God spoke to me through scripture. God also speaks to us through Jesus. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets and at many times in various ways. But in the last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. Hebrews 1 verse 1 and 2. And Pastor Mark, I don't know what I did to. There we go. And there's just another scripture, John 10 verse 27. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. He is our shepherd and his sheep, we know who he is. We belong to him and we recognize him by the sound of his voice. Through his words, he lovingly leads us on the right path. Even if God has to tell Pastor Sai to stop drinking coffee because it's impacting the way he works, God will still say it in love, He'll know it's loving because he'll be like, Sai, I love you, but the coffee got to stop, God also speaks to us through our thoughts. When you have that magical thought, it just appears in the exam. You didn't understand how electricity, how a closed circuit works, and then boom, the circuit works. Boom. Mm. See, that's God-inspired thought. When you can see the words on the chalkboard, but the teachers dusted them out. But you could see that lesson there. That's what I used to do, try to read the notes, because I never studied. So they'll be like, ish. You look and the anatomy is made up of ish, ish. I can see the writing, but I can't see the writing. And then, boom, in your mind, that's God. That was not the chalkboard. That was God, that gave back their thoughts. But you don't do it. Ah, okay, it was just me. Good thing I finished school, no? Also, on Sunday, today when Pastor Uncle Agnes was sharing on Metro FM, when Tammy asked him what made him do the Sacred Assembly, because it was everybody going for free at the FNB Stadium to pray and worship God together. And he said he just felt like God was talking to him, not like an audible voice, but through his thoughts, that this is something you should do. And that's an example. Sometimes you get that thought that, okay, I must give somebody this 50 rand. And you're like, no, clearly it's taboo, It's not of God. Why would he want me to give his money away, But those can be thoughts from God. Through music. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. How many people enjoyed worship today? Yeah? Didn't you just feel like your burdens were lifted? I was looking at Naomi on the floor, on her knees, just worshiping God. And that for me was just like, wow. You can experience God just through worship, not through preaching, not through saying anything. And maybe today Naomi is like, I didn't hear a thing Jen said. I have no idea. But I felt God's presence. I felt God speak to me during worship. And that's such an awesome experience, that when we praise and worship Him, He comes down amongst our midst. There's been many a times during service when I'm worshiping, you know, I make noise, I ululate, I do flags, you know, I'm dramatic, right? But sometimes I'll just be standing at the back and I'm like, okay, today, Jesus, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to like say anything. And then while worship is happening, I just see this white robe walking through the aisles. Very often, I see this white robe walking through the aisles. And just as, I don't know, like, I'm sure Tabile knows what I'm talking about. There's that moment just before, like, you feel the full presence of God. It's like just before the rain. And then it's like, I sometimes see Him touching someone, you know, in the aisle. And then next thing you see that person crying. And then it's like a ripple effect. You just see people worshiping and shouting, and God's presence come down. Must be conscious of time, so let's move on. Okay. God also speaks to us through creation, through nature. I kind of got my story mixed up first service, but anyway. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that the men are without excuse. And we were talking first service about how Solomon, God spoke through Solomon, not through scripture, not through thoughts, not through prophetic word, but through nature. He made Solomon observe the ants and how hard the ants worked. And, you know, and also comparing it to the man, correct, and how lazy the man was, and how his garden went wild because he wasn't looking after it. So God can talk to us through nature. In another scripture, God says He clothes the lily in the valley, you know. He looks after the sparrows. He knows about the sparrow. He knows how many hairs Debbie has on her head. I don't know, because it's a lot of hair. But God knows. And He uses these things in nature, you understand, to show us. Sometimes you'll just be walking through merrily through a pasture. Are there pastures in Joburg? They are part. Okay, this Delta Park, close enough, I suppose. You'd be like, ooh, hilly-lee, hilly-lee. And you're walking, and you know, you're doing your park run, because that's the only time your people go to the park. I know it. And then you're doing your park run, and then you just see, you know, the stream of water. And then maybe God says to you, I'm like a stream of everlasting life flowing in your heart. You'll drink and you'll never thirst again. And you're like, wow, Jesus, and you skip over the water. That's God speaking to you through nature. Who was here when my dad preached? Okay, who got a prophetic word? Who wants to raise their hands that they got a prophetic word? Some people are looking to the door. We won't mention them. But God speaks through prophetic word. And sometimes God gives reproof through prophetic word. Sometimes He instructs. Sometimes He loves, sometimes He guides, and sometimes He says, Hela, you're going the wrong way. Don't go X, go Y. But God speaks through prophetic word. But it's not the only way He speaks. It's one of the ways. A lot of people come to my dad and they come for a cup of tea and they'll be like, hi, Uncle Des, I just came to have tea, because my father like loves tea more than I love coffee. Right? So he's like, no, you didn't. You came to come for a prophetic word. He's like, yeah, how did you know? And I'm like, duh. Holy Spirit said. But okay, sometimes he just knows, because he knows his flock, right? But God does speak through prophetic word. So God also speaks through people. Without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances, right? It's important to seek wise counsel. Don't make decisions, and don't take decisions hastily or lightly. Seek not the approval, but guidance of others. At the end of the day, it's your choice. God doesn't hold you a slave. He's given you freedom of choice. But it makes your decision so much easier and your regret so much less when you consider the counsel of wise people. For example, I was like vibing, according to Shayla, with my person named TK. Then we went from vibing to dating. You know, we became mutually exclusive. It's correct, right? And then like we were hanging out on campus and we were chilling. Then we were going to Karanichas. Clearly you all don't know what Karanichas. So we were going to KFC and we were hanging out, you know. And then my two friends, they were like, dude, you've been hanging out with this chap for like 3 months now, and you haven't taken him home to your parents. And you know Peter Maritzburg, it's like Rosebank. You know, everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. So somebody of some span of some span is going to tell your span that you got a chap around the corner. Kifiwe, it's over, it's dead. That's all, okay? So I was like, no, I'm not doing it. Okay, besides the fact that my father's a prophet, God doesn't do those things. He doesn't say, hey, your daughter's got a boyfriend. He doesn't. But they're like, hey, the right thing to do is to go and talk to your parents and let them suss this dude out. And so they can see if he's good for you, if he's not good for you, if he drinks tea, if he doesn't, because if he doesn't drink tea, there could be a problem, you know, in his future. So after like being very stubborn and not taking the right course, then eventually I'm like, yeah, damn, I need to introduce you to someone. What? You got a boyfriend? Yeah, I got a boyfriend. Anyway, they got over themselves and like now they love TK more than they love me. It's strange. But but things, if I was dating the wrong type of guy and I didn't listen to the counsel of my friends, that could have ended really dangerously for me. And I've seen it happen to others who didn't take the counsel of their friends or wise people around them, and they landed up in hot water. Okay? So, it's important. It is important. Yeah. So, back to the Sunday of the Holy Spirit. Who got filled with the Holy Spirit that Sunday? Who could speak in tongues? Wasn't that awesome? God also speaks to us through prayer. He speaks to us through prayer by sometimes answering our prayers. But also, like, you know, if you didn't notice, I'm a very angry person. Jesus is working on my heart. Anyway, I get angry quite often, especially at God, because I'm like a control freak. And if he doesn't ordain every step and tell me which direction we're going, okay, Genevieve, we are taking 3 steps forward, stop for 2 seconds, and then turn right. If at the stop he doesn't tell me to turn right, then I'm upset. You know, God gives you kind of an image. He doesn't always give you every day, okay, you're going to brush your teeth at 7:45, and then at 6:45, you should have already had your coffee. So, you know, God doesn't do it like that exactly, right? So I kind of get upset with God sometimes, and then I pray. And then sometimes my prayers are not like Christ-filled, so then I pray in tongues. And I always get the impression that when I'm praying in tongues, I'm like praying his will, which is not the way I'm feeling at the moment. I'm like, God, this is a tricky situation. But you know, sometimes when you pray, honestly, God gives you that answer in your prayer. Sometimes all you need to hear is that he loves you and it will be okay. Or that it's okay, Genevieve. You know, you can have your coffee at 8 o'clock. You know, I'm not so stressed, you know. Sometimes God speaks to you through that prayer. Or you'll be praying for somebody else. For example, you all know Zoe was a premature baby. I've shared this many times with you all. But she was, you don't know. Oh, now you know. Shame. Anyway, so she was 1 week old, right? And she wasn't eating, like digesting her food, because they were feeding her through a tube and her veins were depleting and. And the pediatrician was like, your child is naughty. She's not eating. I'm like, really? She's a week old. Anyway, she was losing weight and stuff. And then they had to call in a surgeon to put a port so they could feed her through the port, because they couldn't put the food through the veins anymore. And at that very same time, there was a prayer meeting happening in Peter Maritzburg, and they were praying for Zoe. And through that prayer meeting, there was a symbolic, you know, remembrance of what her name means. And Zoe's name means abundant life. And after that, like, if the doctors think it was the port that brought her to eating, but we know it was our God that brought her to eating. So we just thank God. You know, I get emotional when I talk about my babies. Yeah. God also speaks to us through peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. So there's some matrix in the room. And, you know, a season of your life is coming to an end, and you might be questioning, what is God doing in the next season, you know? And maybe you've got option A, M, and D, and you don't know which route to take, and you decide, Christelle decides, okay, I'm taking M. And maybe it's controversial because everybody's taking A. But sometimes God speaks to you because you just have that peace in your heart. And I can be a testament to that because if you didn't know, data has fallen at MTN. So I can say now I work at MTN, guys. And I started there about 7 months ago. But when I started, when I got the offer, it was around the time the Nigerian fine was a big story and everywhere else. You know, the share price went for 220, 220, like it lost, you know, value. People were jumping ship. People were getting fired. It was, you know, it was a chamors. And then my dad turns to me and he's like, what are you doing joining MTN? Like, can't you see the signs, guys? People are leaving. And I was like, you know, dad, I know you're a prophet and stuff, but I have a peace that this is what God wants me to do. And I've never regretted this decision. I've gotten such an exposure to things like outside of my wheelhouse, outside of the stuff I do on a normal day-to-day job. It's been phenomenal, you know? And I really believe that God has called me there. And I just had that peace in my heart when I accepted the job. Oh, sorry. So God also speaks through events in your life. Sometimes catastrophe happens, you know? I was watching Rizzoli and Isles. Who watches Rizzoli and Isles? No one? Okay, I'm old. Anyway, so this lady, she was, Rizzoli was going to work, and then she had no water, so she had to go to work without taking a shower and without the coffee. And then she got to the coffee shop, and she got a coffee, and then she spilled her coffee on another person. And then they made a YouTube video about it. Like, isn't that a horrible start to your day, besides the fact that you didn't get coffee twice? But, I mean, sometimes in our lives, there are things that happen. It's like turmoil, you know? Your family member gets cancer. Somebody passes away. Not simple stuff. Not that, you know, Bongi lost her favorite Adidas shoes and, you know, she can't live after that. You know, some serious stuff. And you ask yourself, like, why? Why do these things happen? And sometimes we know and sometimes we don't. And sometimes God reveals it to us later in life. And sometimes you go through that to be a testament to someone else. So if you've been around youth as long as I have, you've heard me share that I once tried to attempt suicide. And my parents could never understand why I did it. I was like half dying. Thank the Lord I'm alive. And they could never see the silver lining in the gray cloud. But not long after that, a couple years, maybe 5 or 6 years after that, somebody in our circle, in our family, you know, we know, also attempted suicide. And she survived, but the family couldn't pick up the pieces from that moment. And my parents could talk to her parents and were able to counsel the family through that moment because they experienced it. So sometimes an event, God builds that event in so that you can walk somebody else through it. And you need to say, as hard as it is, which is often, Lord, what are you saying to me in this? Help me make this a teachable moment. Silence, my worst one, guys. Jesus. Be silent in the Lord's presence and wait patiently for him. For me, silence is the hardest because you'll know the drill I just talked to you about. I need God to take me through every second of every breath that I breathe so that I know I'm in his will, perfect will all the time, which is not the way God does things all the time. Sometimes there's moments of silence. If you think about it, if you think of how the stuff that Job went through, he went through a lot of events. He was sick, his family died, he lost his businesses, and he felt like God was silent. But through all of that, God showed his mercy and his grace. And he was showing Job's faithfulness. So sometimes in God's silence, he could be showing you off. And you just don't know it. So the best thing to do in silence is not to throw a temper tantrum like my daughter Zoe does. Or Anna. Anna throws temper tantrum. She threw one for Debbie first service. But it's about being still and knowing that God is God. And just saying, okay, God, I understand that there's silence, but what are you saying to me in these moments? And God might just reveal himself to you in that. Dreams. God speaks again and again in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men as they lie on their beds. So I actually remember two sessions. One is Debbie. Debbie had a dream in the week where she's like, Jen, I had the worst dream ever, which I thought was a phenomenal dream. But anyway, she felt like she was fighting giants. And she's like, she woke up and she was praying and, you know, it was like hectic for her. And I'm like, wow, Debs, that means you're a giant slayer. And she's like, no, it doesn't. But, you know, sometimes God speaks to us in dreams and then he can use a person to reveal to you what that dream means. So sometimes God uses one way to speak to you and you can use more than one way. Also, my mom, when I was about 9 or 10, had severe back pain and she was in worship. Like we have worship downstairs where you can like touch the anointing. And she was kneeling there. And then after worship, the pastor asked, like, did anybody have a prophetic word or interpretation or a dream or, you know, a vision? And my mom went up and she said while she was kneeling there, she felt two angels come and touch her back. And she felt this warmth in her back. And she felt like her back was healed. And that was like over 20 years ago. And she's never complained about back pain. So I could only imagine what she saw, you know, but God does speak through dreams. God also speaks through his wonders and his miracles. The angel of the Lord appeared to him as a blazing fire in a bush. Moses was amazed because the bush was engulfed in flames, but it did not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had caught Moses' attention, God called him from the bush, saying, Moses, Moses. So in the first service, I said, Pastor Mark, let's give Pastor Mark a round of applause. Always tells us, thanks, Tabia. Always tells us of the story when you were sick in Durban, and a pastor, the great pastor, flew from Johannesburg to Durban to pray for him to get healed. And guess what? He's growing gray now. So he was? Yeah, thanks to you was healed. So God does do the miraculous, you see. And the second miracle, he gave him an awesome wife named Debbie. That is a bigger miracle, right? Right. But God does work through wonders and signs and the miraculous. My mom once prayed for a lady after her back was healed. She was in an accident on her way from Coxted. Anybody know where Coxted is? No. Okay. Somewhere between the Eastern Cape and KZN on a very windy road that makes Van Riernans look like a walk in the park. This lady was coming from Coxted and she was in a taxi, but she talks a lot, right? Her name is Kylie. And so the driver said to her, please, can you come from the back to the front? Because they were traveling at night. Because I need somebody to help me stay awake. And Kylie can talk. No? You can fall asleep, but Kylie will keep talking. So Kylie was talking. And as they were driving, they knocked a cow. And she was severely injured. The cow was in the road, guys. This is farmland. Seriously. Okay. Anyway, she knocked a cow. And because of the accident, her one leg landed up becoming... Okay, you done? One leg became shorter than the other leg. Because of the operation they had to do to save a leg. So many years later, she joined our church, and they were praying for healing, and my mother started praying for her legs. And they put her legs together, and it was about maybe that much shorter than the other one. And as they were praying, we could all see her legs starting to grow. And now her legs are equally balanced. It sounds like a myth. If I weren't there, I would not tell you the story because somebody was smoking something and made that up. But I saw it for myself that her one leg grew. I can even tell you it was her right leg that grew as I prayed for it. Okay. God also sometimes speaks through speech. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Also, in the previous scripture, we see God talking to Moses through a miraculous of the burning bush, but also he says, Moses, Moses, he calls out his name. So sometimes you'll hear the audible voice of God. And there's another example in the Old Testament of Samuel. He was sleeping and he kept hearing, Samuel, Samuel. And he thought, It was Nathan, that was calling him. But it wasn't. It was God. And he was instructed to say, "Yes, Lord, yeah, I am." And he heard what God had to say. So right now we're going to just do a reflection exercise and take you through the different ways you've heard God. You know, maybe you've never heard God through scripture, or you often feel God's presence through music. And it's just a reflection that you can take home after you're done on just how God works with you and through you and talks to you. Okay, all right. So we're just going to wrap up. So I'm sure when Bongi tried to peep at Zanele's notes on the way God speaks, she was like, "But God doesn't speak to me like that." Because God speaks to us all uniquely, God might speak to Pastor Mark through scripture, and might speak to David through music, and might speak to Debbie through prophecy, and Tabile through prayer, through Genevieve, of course, darling. But God speaks to us in different ways. And next, in the couple of weeks coming, we're going to show you how to, you know, express yourself through those ways. But don't feel down that God's never given you a prophetic word. I mean, my mother always says, if she needs confirmation from God, she'll get three birds at a window. That's the decision she needs to take. A bird doesn't even look at me like it knows who I am. You understand what I mean? Each to their own. God knows us and what will speak to us. Because maybe if God spoke to me through, okay, I need an example, through somebody, yes? Through Peter, I won't hear it. But if he spoke to me through Christelle, I might like, wow, God knows the ways he needs to speak to you. Okay? And it's also important, who can hear the music coming from the next room? I can hear the music coming from the next room. We need to make sure our lives are not like the room next door that's full of music. Hang on. That we can't hear what God is saying. We're so busy with other things. We're so wrapped up in Instagram that we can't hear, see, feel, smell, put our toes into what God is telling us. Sometimes we need to ask God, what is a distraction to me? What am I? Maybe I'm putting my relationship with my husband on a pedestal and putting that more important than my relationship with God. What am I doing that I need to change to hear you? I think what I've learned through this week, when I felt that God wasn't talking to me, one, I learned to recognize how God was talking to me. Firstly, it was through silence. Secondly, God spoke to me then through different ways that he doesn't usually speak to me. I don't usually hear scripture on the radio and respond. I usually don't even hear the words. I'm in my own train of thought. But God used a different medium for me to speak to me. And sometimes you feel like God will never speak to me. God doesn't love me, doesn't care for you. Even if, you know, there's been times when I didn't even want a prophetic word. I'd be saying like, you know what, God, it's fine. Don't bother. You and me are no more on speaking terms. It's cool. I'll go my way. You'll still be holy, you know. And then, you know, somebody will come to me and give confirmation down the center of what I'm going through. So even if you feel that God is never going to speak to you, he's speaking to you. You just need to pay attention. Okay? And I mean, God in the Bible used the donkey to get his message across. He will send down hailstorms and write out a message on the ground as you're walking, saying, "Shayla, I love you," if he has to. Because he's an awesome God. Don't underestimate what he will do to you, do for you to reach you. Okay. So let's just close this time in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this week, for me personally, for showing me the different ways you speak to me. And Lord, thank you for this awesome youth group and showing them that you do speak in many different ways. Lord, help us to clear the music, clear the clutter, clear the noise, clear the activities that keep us busy, that keep us away from you, from hearing you in the different ways that you speak. And help us to pay attention to what you're saying to us, Lord. And Lord, help us not to underestimate that thought you plant in our mind, that thought in our heart. Lord, the words we see, or the images, the visions we see, and we think that we're going crazy. Lord, help us to realize that it's revelation from you. Lord, as our faces differ, so do our needs. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch each person and meet their needs accordingly, O Father God. For those that are writing exams, Lord Jesus, we pray that you just take away anxiety, help them to focus and study. And Lord Jesus, just bring back to remembrance, O God, what they've studied. Help them to be able to unpack the questions and answer them accordingly. We just thank you, God, for your superior love, your unconditional love for us. In Jesus' name we pray with much thanksgiving. Amen. Okay, go in peace. Peace out.